one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hi, wrestling fans, and welcome to Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling. We have a great card in store for you, and we've got a tremendous crowd here at the arena. Right here,
of course. This is exciting, huh?
Ric Flair, Roddy Piper.
I guess the whole world knows now that the greatest wrestling in the whole entire wide world comes right out of the Mid-Atlantic area, and Roddy Piper and I are glad to be here, brother.
We got more things going than you're ever going to see before. I got Valentine. All of a sudden, Valentine's being real brave. All of a sudden, he comes out here. He's sounding like Elmer Fudd. He's stuttering at the I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. You see, Harley Race is running around, but all of a sudden, what we've got is a whole bunch of matches put together, and you're going to find out something, boys. It's a heck of a lot easier to jump on us than it is to jump off, because I got my friend here. Woo!
That Piper and Flair have formed a pact, and where there's trouble, we won't be hard to find. Yeah. Harley Race, you can look at this summer and call it the endless summer, brother, because I'm going to catch up with you, Harley. It's going to be right here on my side of the world, and I'm going to take the world title back home where it belongs.
Where'd you go? Woo!
iTunes, Podbean, and a million other platforms. We are live Tuesday night, March 19th, episode, 587 or 586 of The Rant is live on another Tuesday night, 586, those of you keeping score. Oh man, and we are in the midst of a gauntlet match featuring Kofi Kingston. So we are going to be bringing you live coverage as it happens. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we're live. If you want to call us, add us on Discord. Can't do the Skype thing anymore, folks. I mean, I guess we could if we wanted to be nice. Let me open up Skype and see what happens. Just to be nice, you know. I shouldn't. I doubt anybody will call, though. I mean, Doom, if you're listening, you should call on Discord. There it is. It's another Tuesday night, like I said. Let me tell you something. First of all,
Mean Gene.
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. I had to play plumber before coming on the air here. I had to plumb before coming on the air here.
You had to plunge?
No, not plunge. I mean, I did, but it didn't work. So I clogged the garbage disposal. And I dismantled, you know, the pipes and everything under the sink, only to be sprayed with water and everything that I had put down the garbage disposal.
Of course.
So I have, so I put the pipes back together after I declogged them, and also I poured Drano down to get the rest, the remnants out. But I lost a washer. So my pipes aren't sealed. Which means I gotta pan or a pot under the sink if somebody turns on the faucet and there's some drippage.
There's going to be some slippage stuff.
So hopefully nobody turns on the sink until I get that washer in there. But yeah, of all nights, I was home early. I didn't want to cook. I ended up cooking. And then that happens. Right up until about 8:30. Then I jumped in the shower, did my a quick little pre-production thing, and here we are. It's another Tuesday night. Exciting, isn't it?
Oh, well, we're on the edge of our seats.
I mean, good God. Anyways, it's another Tuesday.
Hold on to your sock.
What was that? Hold on to your hats.
To your sock.
To your socks, your hats, and everything. My goodness.
We're live.
We're live. We're live, pal. Hold on. I wanna. You know, Mean Gene might have departed us, but hold on. We do have to play a little Mean Gene here. Hold on. Let me get me part two. I want part. Let's see here. Is this it?
He's gonna complain. Your hats is old school. Hang on to your hats.
Okay. All right. So yeah. Let's go around the room and see what's going on in everybody's personal lives. With that, we say hello to Tony C.
Hey, everything's copacetic, you know, as it can be. You know, just taking it easy. 1 week away from celebrating Tony C Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
Night here on the rant.
That's right.
Mark your calendars down. 1 week from tonight, we will be celebrating that, which is Tony C and all his lore.
Oh, boy.
And, other than that, nothing else, you know, going on too much outside of you sending me pictures telling me you spent $26 on damn Popeye. really grinding my gears.
That wasn't just for me. So
he says, you know.
It wasn't.
So he said.
Of the 5 pieces that I got for myself, I only ate 3.
So what you do with the other 2?
I broke bread with people.
Oh, you split them.
I fed the family.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. What was up with you and Surfer having a back and forth about a barbecue sandwich or something?
Okay, so let's talk about this. On Friday, was it Friday? No, Thursday. Okay, because I was in the supermarket, I think, when this happened. Surfer sends a picture of 2 barbecue pulled brisket sandwiches or whatever the hell they were. And Surfer, well, I'm sure, will call in.
From the air fryer.
Just out of the air fryer. Okay. My response to Surfer was that Surfer didn't show us anything earth shattering here because all it was a couple of barbecue sandwiches. But I commented that he put them on a Kaiser roll, and that was the incorrect bun for a barbecue sandwich. And Surfer, and look at this mess.
What the hell?
Anyway, so
they nervously eat pancakes.
Yes, they are.
Oh my God! So the whole roster, so the Usos are faces now. Okay,
so
Kofi with the Galaxy rookies on.
So his shoes are
wrestling
untied.
And sneakers. Those are called Galaxy rookies.
Yeah, but his shoes are untied. He's a sneaker snob.
Oh, he's a sneakerhead?
Yes, he is. If you follow, I don't follow Kofi on Instagram, but I follow Xavier Woods.
Xavier Woods constantly is reposting Kofi's newest sneaker finds. So, but anyway, so
the thing about being a sneakerhead, it's you have to have a big budget.
Oh yeah, well, Kofi, Kofi's a WWE superstar, so
the disposable income.
Yeah. So, anyways, so. So I tell Surfer those are the wrong buns for a barbecue sandwich. And if anybody's listening live and they have any input on this, please tell us.
Chime
in. So
pulled pork is better on a sesame seed bun.
Well, okay, I'm not going to say that that's necessarily the case, Tony C. But I'm going to give you some leeway there because a sesame seed bun is a soft bun. My argument was that you need to have barbecue on a soft bun. And a Kaiser roll isn't necessarily a soft bun. Okay? So anyways, and Surfer, being the smart ass that he is, his reply was, well, I've never had a good Kaiser roll. I've had thousands of Kaiser rolls in my life, Surfer. It's not the appropriate bun for a barbecue sandwich. That's just the reality of it. It's urban?
Urban people eat barbecue on white bread.
Okay.
Like ribs.
The point, Tony C, again, you just validated my point. But ribs on white bread. Soft. The key here is soft.
Comes apart real easy.
He's eating it on a hard roll. And his reply to me is that I've never had a good Kaiser roll in my life. Well, I don't know about you, but I've had thousands of Kaiser rolls in my life, and I could tell the difference between a good one and a bad one.
Aren't the buns Wendy's used for their burgers now? Are those Kaiser buns? Are they called Kaiser buns?
They're kind of Kaiser-esque, but they're not.
Who uses Kaiser buns and rolls?
Who uses a Kaiser roll? Arby's.
Arby's, okay.
I
thought their buns have seeds in it.
But you can have seeds on a Kaiser roll. The point that what I'm trying to...
Okay, it's the Kaiser roll with sesame seed.
Exactly. My argument here is that the Kaiser roll is a harder bread than your typical hamburger bun, potato roll, white bread, whatever. And anyways, he said... And then his reply was, Omarosa makes the best Kaiser roll. I guess that's a brand, Omarosa, or whatever, in his neck of the woods, because he comes up with all these brands that I've never heard of in my life, and my reply to his was simply, I didn't know she baked. So
then that probably went over his damn head.
Well, he responded that that was before she met Trump or something like that. So, yeah.
Oh my God.
So yeah, that was our back and forth about that.
Well, barbecue is meant to be on bread that falls apart.
Soft bread. Okay. Yeah. Doesn't matter what soft bread, but soft bread. Just like, for example, Tony C, would you eat, for example, a sub on a crunchy French baguette?
Hell no.
You know, you want it on a soft hoagie.
That's why I don't like my bread toasted when I go to Subway.
No, but it's not even that. It's not even that.
The way it is for me.
It's just why? You know, it's like It's like Surfer made a barbecue sandwich and put mustard on it.
Some people do add like hot sauce to it.
Okay, that's barbecue. Adding a little bit of heat. You know, I understand adding a little coleslaw or some pickles.
Oh, God, no. Pickle.
But no. My comment to him simply was that he used the wrong rule. That's it. He got very defensive.
I can't wait to be watching the episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
And we see Surfer. And here we
slip it around Philadelphia.
Exactly. And here we've got Surfer who does everything out of the air fryer.
So. Oh my God, yo.
Anyways.
Anyway, other than that, you know, my week has been watching Rick Rude matches and the greatest WCW champion of all time, Ravishing Rick Rude. Who said he's not the champion of WCW, he's champion of the world. Y'all don't know this.
And Tony Schiavone half asleep during the promo.
There's a promo. If anybody want a good laugh, Ravishing Rick Rude, first interview after he won the World Heavyweight title. He invited Schiavone in his house with a sweater vest on.
Yeah.
And Double A, you know what? I was watching Halloween Havoc, that intro to Halloween Havoc, I believe, 95.
Yeah.
When Tony Schiavone was seeing the real pedophilish.
Yes.
And I think that intro needs to be marked from the
WWE Network.
From the network. Yes. Because the times we living in with R. Kelly and Michael Jackson.
Listen. Oh, but you know what? If they can, you might be right. If they can remove the Michael Jackson episode from the Simpsons rotation,
exactly.
and other things, I guess they could do that. But I mean, if they haven't whitewashed, and I don't mean that facetiously, Pez Watley from the network, I don't see them doing that.
I mean, but the way Schiavone was. The way Schiavone was talking to them kids, yo, it was very, like I said, pedophilious. Yeah. Where's your wife?
She's home. She's baking cookies. Oh, man. Well,
you know what I'm saying? So.
I know that I got you on Sunday with a couple of good questions. With a couple of good things like why Mickey told Rocky not to mess around with women. Miyagi was trying to hook up Danielson with women, and Danielson always got his ass whooped because he got out all the aggression. You know, that's why he was weak.
No, I told you the people that bullied him, the reason why they were so aggressive and bullies, they had no women in their life. They need to get laid. They would be so aggressive, like Chosen, Johnny Lawrence, Mike Barnes, they I'm sure needed to get a piece. Because he was wild, tight as hell.
Oh, man.
And you could dream about me. Kiss your mother with that mouth. I mean, we just did celebrate the 30-year anniversary of Karate Kid 3AA. Let me know.
Yes. Well, it's this is the, I don't know the exact date, but we are in the 30th anniversary.
We're in the midst.
Say
Mike Barnes, the original bad boy. Well, karate.
There was a few things I sent you. Hold on, let me go back and.
You said if Clubber Lang, you said if Rocky would let Clubber Adrian go back with Clubber.
Yeah,
he might have won that first fight.
He would have won the first fight, exactly.
That's a clever bit drained. That song you were playing before we came on the air totally reminded me of that song Rocky was training to in the first Club Lang.
Oh, in Rocky 3? Well, that, I was just playing. I was just playing a played some random song, but
oh man. And Mickey's famous line, why do we need all this here? Looks like a house of ill repute.
And Rocky's just like, come on.
Let's go out in style.
I think Eric Rowan is going to be disqualified here.
You already got disqualified.
Oh, he did. All right. I'll have the volume off. That's why. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have the pic? Do you have the scenes played in your head?
Yep. Rocky did not take Club Lang seriously in the first.
No, he didn't.
He thought Club was a... I had 10 title defenses. That was different.
They was hand-packed. Setups.
Setups.
I love how Biggie just gets all upset. And Rocky responds so calmly. Setups?
He's just another fighter.
No, he ain't just another fighter. This guy is a wrecking machine, and he's hungry. Hell, you ain't been hungry since you won that belt.
Oh, what are you talking about? I've had 10 title defenses.
That was easy.
What do you mean, easy?
He was handpicked.
Setups?
Okay.
Them 10 title defenses, he sounded like he really was proud of them, boy.
Wouldn't you be?
What are you talking about? No, not when I'm beating Big Daddy yet.
You don't think Ric Flair was happy with his title defense against Craig Pittman?
Hell no. We was trying to figure out how Craig Pittman got a shot.
I mean, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is for the WCW World Heavyweight Championship, 6-1 fall. Introducing the challenger, accompanied to the ring by the godfather of World Championship Wrestling, Teddy Long, from Paris Island, South Carolina, Sergeant Craig, Pitbull Pittman.
I think Teddy Long was probably cashing in on that favor he did for Flair when he was driving him around.
I mean, come on, man. We still trying to figure out how 10 people got title shots at Rocky. Because they wasn't a part of the IWF or the WBA. They wasn't the top 10. Just like Craig Pittman wasn't at the top of the WCW ranking. That's the thing about title shots. Somebody needs to do an expose in these movies and sports. How the hell do these people get these title shots? We still trying to figure out how the hell Union Kane got
the title.
Oh, I want the opportunity to take what you got.
He won a tournament in Rio.
He won a deadly game tournament back in 1990.
Anyways,
when Rocky gave up the belt, George Washington
II. I'll take it.
Put on a tournament over in Japan. We're letting it go in Tokyo.
Not like I was Sting when Sting was awarded the World International title. And Sting comes out, I don't like the title to change hands in the boardroom.
Oh, wait, I think that was a slamboree. Yeah. And he said, what, he wrestled Vader for
that? He wrestled Vader.
Right?
He wrestled Vader, that's right. But anyway.
Because Rick, that's why Rick Rude had to drop
it. Yeah, he had to drop it because he was hurt.
Oh my God, yo.
But
you can't even want to deal with the game. Roll the dice. Play your cards. The original deadly game. Yeah, we know. And then remember at that press conference that ended Rocky V when Top Gun won. He's like, you can't did not beat Rocky by more. We know that. But he was the recognized champion.
Just like, yeah. I mean, yeah.
George Washington downplayed, but if you remember,
he kept the make it funny. He kept the title in house.
He kept it in the
family.
The Washington Alliance, I guess. Because the way he downplayed Union Cain at press conference, that Tom Gunn one, that was horrible. Mm. I don't know if you got the footage.
Let's see here.
Okay, we got it. We understand that you ain't came.
The youngest heavyweight champion of all time, Tommy the Machine Gunn.
Do you think the fight was too easy?
Hey, I mean, a few good shots, but I was never hurt. I mean, I'm just glad to be the champ. You know?
Yeah. Tommy, don't you think that this looked more like a Philadelphia sparring session at times instead of a championship match? It looked like you broke a sweat.
Yeah, very observant. Union Cain wasn't feeling that good, but Tommy Gunn would have done the same thing if Union was 100%.
100%?
Oh, don't they pause it right.
So George Washington is putting over Union Cain over Tommy Gunn. Talk about that's the definition of a setup.
I forgot about that line right there. Oh my God, who the hell is this? Union Cain wasn't feeling that good. What the hell is wrong with him? That should be the follow-up question.
Union Cain wasn't feeling that good, but Tommy Gunn would have done the same thing if Union was 100%.
100%? He fought
for that. Everybody knows that Cain is just a paper champion.
Yeah, what do you mean by paper champion?
It means Cain's title was manufactured. He never won it from Balboa.
Gentlemen, get a bar break. Union Cain is for real.
Tommy, you ever think you're going to get off from underneath Rocky Balboa's shadow?
Man, I won the title. What more do I have to do?
I'll tell you what you have to do.
You've got to fight some real opponents, right?
And I beat Balboa the best tonight.
The best? The best guy's a bum. He doesn't even deserve a shot at the title.
Gentlemen, we're getting carried away. Now, Union Cain was a recognized champ. Next question.
We know the ratings can be manipulated. The bottom line is Tommy Gunn beat a second-rate fighter with so much glass in his jaw, he ought to be a chandelier.
Say what you want, but this man will prove to be a great champion.
He might win a few fights, but a Rocky Balboa he'll never be.
No, he's no Rocky Balboa. Let's face it, there's only one Balboa. Now, Balboa was a true people's champion, but in time, Tommy Gunn may be able to fill his shoes. Next one.
Not by fighting just like Cain, he won't.
Hey, man, I'll fight anybody, anywhere.
When are you gonna find a real fight?
Gentlemen, come on. Well, thank you for coming tonight, and we look forward to seeing you.
Hey,
Wait, I got something for you. For your next fight, why don't you fight the redhead in the front row? I hear she comes real cheap. What about you?
We look forward to seeing you at Tommy Gunn's next title defense.
Did you hear that? We look forward to seeing you at Tommy Gunn's next title defense.
Well, the fact that he said you came up feeling that good. We need to find out what was wrong with you and Kane that night. Was he suffering from the flu?
Yeah, he had some bad bird before the fight. Some tainted bird.
Did he have
bird.
A bad Philly cheesesteak?
I don't know if it was in Philly.
Oh my God. Oh my God. They said Rocky Balboa is a true people's champion.
And then we should interview Union Kane to see if he ever got a rematch.
Did he have a rematch clause? Oh my God. Because the man said the race system can be manipulated.
Yeah. Man. Too funny. Hold on. I think I disconnected Tony C here. Tony C. Tony C.
Okay, I'm back with.
Okay, yeah. I don't know what happened here. Hold on. I'm trying to add this fool surfer.
Oh, that's what happened.
Hold on. There we go. Tony C, can you hear me?
Yeah.
There we go.
The best line of that press conference. Union Kane was not feeling that well tonight.
Oh, man. With that, we say hello to the silver one. And, of course, he doesn't say a damn thing because he's still trying to swallow that damn Kaiser rule.
Looks Kobe like Kingston needs to tie his damn shoes.
Yeah, hopefully he ties it between the in the next thing here.
Commercial break.
And did you see those pancakes fly? Of course there'd be noise with Surfer. Surfer.
Yes, hold on.
He couldn't fix this before coming in?
No, my headphones turned off for some reason.
It's more than just the headphones.
All right.
Now, I hear feedback, sir.
Well, I'm a mute.
Jesus Christ. It's him. He doesn't understand that.
COVID is bad. COVID's dead. Put him in a body bag. Yeah!
Anyways, hold on. Tony C. Tony C.
I'm back.
I don't know what happened. What's going on here? Hold on. I'm going to leave this group. Yeah. And I'm going to leave that group. And I'm going to bring the silver one here. There we go. All right. You there, Tony C, right?
Yeah.
All right, so anyways, again, Tony C's gone. Hold on. I'm going to disconnect. Surfer, why don't you try hanging up, and we'll... yeah, just hang up, Surfer. I don't know what the hell he's doing or what he's doing that's causing me to not being able to include him. Tony C. Hold on. Remove from group. Tony C. Alright, hold on. Tony C. Alright. Gotta love these technical defugalties. Tony C. That's just me. So let me add Tony C. Hold on. Tony C. Tony C. Hello.
Hello.
Tony C. It's Surfer. You're there, obviously. Tony C.
I'm here.
There we go. Finally. See what kind of drama you caused, Surfer? Good Lord.
That's what happens when you call him from payphone.
Anyways, so here we are. It's another Tuesday night. I'll get into my Tuesday in just a second. So, Surfer, how long did it take you to choke down those Kaiser rolls?
At a normal pace. I mean, I don't know what kind of Kaiser rolls they sell. Well, you're
no,
at, the ones
Surfer,
up here.
Surfer.
I'm pretty soft.
Surfer. No. You're still not understanding. Pretty soft is still not soft. You used the wrong bread for barbecue.
Okay. Well, I just go by what we eat in this area. Maybe we're wrong.
I don't know. Watch. I'm going to go to Philadelphia, and I'm going to walk in, and they don't serve Kaiser rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Philadelphia, one of Philadelphia's own, I know we don't normally talk sports on this show, but I got to say something about this. That damn Mike Trout then signed double A. I don't know if you know who Mike Trout is. He's a baseball player.
I've seen the name thrown around recently.
This guy just signed a 12-year, $430 million contract to play baseball. I'm saying all that to say this. If you are capable of producing any type of young male in this world, you should steer them to baseball.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Now, I haven't followed baseball closely, but which player is better, the one the Phillies signed or one that the Angels kept?
Mike Trout is better all around. Bryce Harper got 10 years. $330 million. Trout got 12 years, $430 million.
He got a Bret Hart deal.
I would have thought that baseball teams would have learned after the A-Rod deal.
There's money to burn.
The point of the matter is, if that's it, just shows me that us urban folk of the urban ilk that pushed our kids toward football, basketball, I'm going to start telling people, man, look, put your son in baseball.
Yeah, because baseball doesn't have
a salary cap.
A fraction of the injuries that basketball and
unless you pitch. Unless you're a pitcher.
Unless you're a pitcher.
Unless you're a pitcher, it's going to be hell on your kid's arm. But, and it's a little more expensive to play. Baseball is more expensive. Now, you're going to have to invest.
That's the key. I mean, that's why you don't.
That's a lot of urban kids. I mean,
that's why you don't see a lot of black kids.
But here's what I don't get.
Growing up playing hockey.
But here's what I don't get. Baseball, there's more teams in baseball than there is football. It's a more worldwide sport.
That's not true.
What do you mean that's not true?
How many baseball teams are there?
I think they're about the same, about 30-something.
Yeah, but
about 32, I think, something like that.
There's more than 32 baseball teams.
You mean, like, overall?
I'm just worried about the pros. Yes.
How many teams are there in the NFL?
32.
But there are only 53 spots.
9, 10,
They're thinking about expanding to, you get more players in football. Baseball is what? A third? Or what?
The money's not guaranteed in the NFL. The signing bonus is. All right.
And it's a hard cap.
Okay.
Bryce Harp.
Boy.
Mike Trout is going to see all $430 million of them dollars.
But my point with this is this. Forget about how many teams there are. Maybe that was the wrong thing to use. Baseball, by and large, does not do the business football does.
No, hell no.
A football game, on average, in any city, okay, you have a sold out game on Sunday where there's at least 65,000 fans in the building.
That's not where the real money comes from.
Now, wait a minute. Listen to where I'm going with this. And on top of that, football tickets are more expensive than baseball tickets. You've got just as many teams with stadiums that are barely, most of the stadiums are a quarter full, smaller fields because most of them have like 40,000 people, 45 tops. Some of them are in bigger fields that can house a little bit more. But
well, if you share with a football stadium,
But you're looking at about max 40,000 people. So if a quarter are in attendance, you're looking at 10,000 people that go to see a baseball game, okay? Paying a fourth of the price that a person pays to go see a football game.
That depends on how good the team is.
Merchandise does not move like football merchandise because jerseys in football fly off the shelves. I'm not saying baseball jerseys don't fly, but only select ones in select cities. And
they don't fly like football. Yeah.
And I don't see I know baseball games, video games do very well, but they don't do nearly as well as the football video games.
But with baseball, you get 82 home games. Football only get 10. That's including the preseason.
Guaranteed 10.
No, because it doesn't matter. Because I'm equating. Well, it doesn't matter. Because
you don't count the playoffs revenue because your team probably won't go to the playoffs.
No, it doesn't matter because there's only two or three cities that have a baseball team
that's worth a damn.
That's worth a damn in terms of that they make money with people going to the games. The two teams
Yankees,
in New York,
Dodgers and
no,
Atlanta.
The Yankees.
Well, Chicago.
Red Sox.
I don't even know about the Dodgers, but that might have only been this
Dodgers
year.
Dodgers make money, yeah.
Dodgers
the
always make money.
The Cubs.
They're making money now. Cubs make money.
But that's it. Nobody else makes money.
And that's why they revenue shut off.
But the money.
My point
for most sports.
But my point with this, I'm trying to say is, how the hell, with all of this, and there's an Ambrose sign up in the stands, but a company name. But anyway, how in the hell can baseball afford that kind of salary?
Because they're revenue share.
Yes, they do revenue sharing like most leagues, but it's also it depends on your television market. That's where all the money comes from. Football,
yeah,
I mean,
and they got a hell of a deal out there.
Since football is like a national thing, they just get all the money from the big networks, and they're done. Baseball depends their money on the local market, and if you're in a big market like New York, you can make a lot of money off your team. You can charge your network a lot, but with and then of course you do get the national deal. But how often does baseball come on television nationally? I mean, you got
twice a week.
Do baseball still come on TBS?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It comes on TBS, ESPN,
and Fox. Game
of
the week. And Fox.
ESPN and Fox. They all have
Fox.
Fox
and.
Fox, I think, has two games on Saturdays when in the middle of the season.
And FS1, too.
Well, FS1, that's... Well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's part of Fox.
You're right.
Yeah, so the money comes down to your market. And some markets just ain't big enough to generate a lot of money where, you know, others, still, they can just make all the money they want. I mean, even with the Yankees, they're just more just New York. I mean, part of Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
I get that. I get that. But my point is that I just don't see how baseball, you know.
And that's guaranteed money. He going to see all $420 million.
At that point, I would just phone it in.
He might get paid. The rest of the team might not get squat.
You know, Bret Hart saw all $7 million, okay, of Ted Turner's money.
Yeah, he did.
I was just saying, Ted
Turner.
Huh?
I was just bringing.
I mean, that was nothing to Ted Turner. I mean, Ted Turner has paid out more money to baseball players than he did to Bret Hart.
That's nothing to Anaheim, though.
I'm using him as an example.
Mm-hmm.
That he collected every dime.
If he would have hit free agency, he would have got more than that. I think he got lowball. I think he could have got 500, close to 500.
I don't know. Bring me up to speed. Is he a decent player?
Hell yeah, he's good as hell. He's the best.
I thought they said that he gave him the hometown discount.
That's what I'm saying. If he would have went to the free market like Bryce Harper did.
Pastor says they sell more baseball hats than any other merchandise for baseball.
Yeah, people love baseball hats. Yeah. That's true.
Ask Phil, because Phil's a hat freak.
People love baseball hats, but yeah, he's the truth, Double A. And the point of the matter is, I don't know if that was good. I mean, $430 million, you know, that's generational wealth right there. That's a couple generations you can be straight with. But I think he could have got more if he'd have hit the market. The Yankees, he could have got like $500 million from us. The Marlins.
When is
how they did with Carlos Stanton.
When is enough, though? Well, how much is enough? You know, who's going to be
$500 million?
Yeah, at the rate things are going, we're going to have a player.
Somebody's going to get it.
Somebody, no. Hey, at the rate we're going in terms of the contracts and things like that, because I don't follow sports, but I do know. Not that I know. I mean, I'm abreast of when there's a huge, like, you know, because it's new sport, a huge contract signed, regardless of any sport, and it's going to come. It wouldn't surprise, because the amount of the salaries have just been skyrocketing in the last 15 years or so, like skyrocketing.
They're not $430 million, though.
But my point, no. But what I'm trying to say now is, it wouldn't surprise me that now in the next 10 years, somebody is going to come along and you're going to hear of somebody getting a $1 billion contract. At the rate things
are going. That's going to be a picture.
$1 billion.
In the major leagues?
Think about it.
And they're going to play for the Yankees.
It'll happen in the next 10 years.
Or the Dodgers. Or the dog. I don't think that kid even been born yet, though.
No, it's probably because look how things that we're dealing with now. We're no longer talking about millions anymore. We're talking about billions as a common thing. If a little fart in the air like Kylie Jenner could be a billionaire for just blinking her eyes.
Come on, they're soft core porn stars.
You're going to tell me that some good? He beat him. Let's go up to
a bad sight. Well, Kofi Kingston succumbed to the three most dangerous letters in all of sports entertainment.
He's going to WrestleMania.
Kofi Kingston.
It's going to scroll.
Kofi has fought incredibly hard, an inhuman effort here tonight, trying to get back up to his feet somehow. One of the RKO.
Now Vince gonna come out there and be a racist.
I cannot believe it. This is the greatest performance of Kofi Kingston's career.
The good Lord himself just picked his jaw up off the floor. Kofi. What did we just see?
Kofi got sentenced to a massacre, and yet Kofi Kingston survived.
That was the greatest single performance in WWE history.
Enjoy it. Breathe it in. Soak in the moment. Kofi Kingston is headed to WrestleMania. Congratulations.
Think about what Kofi Kingston accomplished here tonight. He beat five men in one night, all in a row, in 55 minutes.
Attacked by a steel chair, sent to the announce desk, put to sleep by Samoa Joe.
It was an impossible task, but Kofi pulled the sword from the stone.
An impossible task that was put down by this man, Mr. McMahon.
I just want to say what's on the mind of everyone all over the world, and that's Kofi Kingston. Congratulations. What you have accomplished is nothing short of miraculous thus far. And Kofi, you're going to WrestleMania.
Amen.
You're going to WrestleMania as long as you can defeat this one last opponent.
Are you kidding me?
I knew something was going to happen. Because I saw Daniel Bryan in his gear.
And Xavier, you and Big E must leave the premises immediately. Otherwise, Kofi would forfeit his opportunity.
Why? This is the most ridiculous.
And just one other thing. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Kofi, good luck.
Good luck? What's what? For what? No. What? No. Competing for over 55 minutes. Now Kofi Kingston has to beat the WWE champion.
All right, so we're gonna take it back down now. The audio. We are 5 minutes away from what could be history in the making. I'm loving it. I am loving it.
I think Kofi should lose, and then he got to bring in Jay Biggs to be his lawyer. No, Clarence Mason.
Clarence Mason.
To get his title shot like Jim Cornette did with Yokozuna.
Oh, man.
That was a great story.
You know, every time Kofi beats Daniel Bryan, he just says to me he's not going to beat him at WrestleMania.
Wait a minute. We're going to have Kofi's going to do a backflip here. No! Oh, man. I thought.
I think WWE just phoned it in at this.
No, this is.
This makes no sense.
No, this is. This is.
Kofi Kingston's going to have to beat Daniel Bryan again in 20 some days.
This is great storytelling, though.
Why do they keep moving the goalposts?
But they can put somebody else in this spot. You giving this match away for free? You think you'll see it again in 20 days?
No, because this is not a fresh. The thing with this is that this match is this is Kofi running on fumes. Daniel Bryan
winning a non-title match.
Yeah, so
he beats him on fumes. So now when he's fresh and healthy, at WrestleMania.
No, because because Daniel Bryan's going to be caught off guard here. He's going to let his guard down here. You know, they're like
but
there.
Not going to do it
like there. Wait a minute. Trouble in Paradise. 1, 2. Oh, almost. Referee Mike Chioda almost hit the three. I love it. I love this story. I'm loving this. This is my favorite WrestleMania story leading into the pay-per-view. This one is my favorite. Out of everything that's going on, this is by far my favorite. Because the story with Brock and Seth, Ronda, it's ridiculous, the storyline with Ronda right now. And, I mean, this is epic right here.
Well, what I'm saying is, even if Kofi do win the title in October, everything gonna change when they go to Fox.
Doesn't matter. 1, 2, no. Oh, man.
All the big names coming over there.
TV time coming remaining on this match, by the way. So
not TV time remaining.
Which means the match has to end in the next 60 seconds. So we're going to see what happens here.
Goodbye. So Kofi gets screwed, don't win, then what?
Oh! Daniel Bryan really...
putting the boots.
I think he knocked him out. I don't know, man.
Them kicks look real, huh?
They are. Come on. Come on, Kofi. Ugh.
Nope. Done, Dada.
1, 2, 3. Daniel Bryan... Let's go back. Here's the replay of what just happened.
He still has a chance, but no. Daniel Bryan's trying to remove all doubt, all hope. Shots right to the face of Kofi Kingston, who could be out.
They keep fucking. I'm cussing. No, they keep fucking with Kofi.
Now Daniel Bryan mocking the WWE.
I know I don't need to get profane on this network, but now they're just fucking with it, man.
I thought they was listening to the fans. This was a new era.
And what, people gonna start boycotting networks?
No, I have a feeling we're gonna get what we want next week.
But how do you explain it?
You know, listening to the fans is not having Vince come out and doing screwy things like this.
This is excellent.
What, Vince gonna come out next week and say, well, after 7 days, we were flooded with emails and faxes.
You know what? It's not impossible.
Vince is sitting in the back talking about, I ain't having no Negro as my champion.
Why not? He had Booker T.
Especially until October.
He had Booker T as the secondary champion.
And the world champion. The big gold belt.
Let me see. Let me. I'm going to turn on 205 Live here. Let me see if there's anything going on here. Because this is,
after all the facts and the emails,
I find this to be compelling.
And the letters,
it's compelling. Damn it! Let me see.
With all the letters coming in, transcripts,
let's see here.
Emails, faxes.
That would have applied to the Kurt Angle storyline.
That we've come to a decision. I met with the board of directors, and Daniel Bryan will face Kofi Kingston at WrestleMania. What's the reason to put him in the match? He lost the Gauntlet match. He lost. So you're going to put him in for sympathy now. Basically, he's going to be the sympathy champion. Until, like you say, Big E trade on them and they do a New Day feud. In October, they hitting the reset button in October anyway. And Brock Lesnar coming over there.
I want to see what's going to happen.
And Ronda. Ronda probably coming.
Ronda's leaving.
Fox wants all the big names, right?
Ronda wants to go make babies, so.
Can we talk about my boy Drax the Destroyer in his office last night?
We're gonna talk about it in a second here, but I just wanna make sure.
When people are filming you in your house, do you kick them out of your office or your house? That's the question.
Well, I have an answer for that. I do have an answer for that. So if you give me a second here, let's see what happens.
Like when Randy Orton got threw out his front window. Did he get up and say, y'all get out of my house or get out of my kitchen? I mean, inquiring minds want to know. Brian Pillman, did he kick, you know, the camera crew out of his house?
Or out of the kitchen?
I mean, we had a couple of via satellite interviews from people homes.
Let's see if they say anything on 205 Live. Hold on.
Tonight we find out who is headed to the grandest stage of them all. Who will earn a cruiserweight title opportunity? And who will face Buddy Murphy at WrestleMania? Let's take a look at the brackets.
Nothing. Alright. Alright. Well, tried. Anyways, gotta talk about my weekend though. Okay? Let's start there. So, I was in Tony C's neck of the woods this weekend. I was up in Orlando. And I got to tell you, had a good time. Was on 192. I was in a hotel on 192, I should say. And the area where I was, Tony C, was a Perkins, a Shoney's, a closed down Shoney's, a Bob Evans, IHOP, Denny's, and I think
you got it all.
A Ponderosa and a Sizzler, all within like two blocks of each other.
Sizzler?
That's what I'm talking about. Ponderosa.
You know, all of that.
They still existed. Yes,
yeah, Sizzlers do exist still. So yeah, I didn't go to any of those places, but they do exist. It was quite interesting. But, and I'm going to send Tony C this picture because he's going to laugh at this. So,
what about me?
I can't figure out how to send it through because it's on my phone. Well, I
guess. Yeah, I got your phone, remember? Yeah,
that's right, you got your phone. I forgot.
I got your phone.
I should isolate that, shouldn't I?
Got it, exactly. I got a good phone, remember?
Oh, man, hold on.
Bud Light joke of the day.
So, Tony C, take a look at that picture that I just sent. I don't know how long it'll take Surfer to get it, but
I should get it right away.
Pushing, getting ready for a fight.
Did you get the picture,
what
Surfer?
What in the blue hell is that?
Did you get the, first of all, Surfer, did you get the picture?
Outlet?
That is a Converse outlet.
Oh my God. People still
talking
about Converse like that.
But that was outside and on behind me, so I'm facing.
Excuse me.
What in the hell?
Hold on, let's replay what just happened. Hold on. That was outside, and on behind me, so I'm facing.
Excuse me.
Okay.
All right.
anyways.
I don't know what the hell that was.
Anyways, behind me, there was a garbage can that had caught in fire. Had caught fire with all those boxes. But yeah. That's what the people are doing. That's what the people are doing in your neighborhood, Tony C.
I don't even wear Converse, so they ain't doing it well.
Well, there's a Nike outlet in that same shopping center.
Yeah, that's the only thing I mess with. Nikes and Jordans.
Oh man, but that's pretty much it. I was up there. I went to three parks. You know. And that was my weekend. So, all right, let's talk some wrestling. Actually, first, let's talk about something here that's two not breaking stories. Well, one is not breaking, but the other one is. At midnight tonight, at 12:01. Okay, so in an hour and 59 minutes. No, an hour and 57 minutes. No, wait. 53 minutes, sorry. In an hour and 53 minutes, Disney will own 21st Century Fox.
Yep.
So that'll be interesting, to say the very least. A lot of people are in an uproar about that, but
Goodbye, Bryan Singer. Hello, Kevin Feige.
Bryan Singer got fired off the last movie he was working on because of the allegations of the little boys.
Well, I'm talking about because of X-Men, but okay.
Bryan Singer didn't direct this upcoming movie.
No, Surfer. I was just saying in general. He did the ones before. And Deadpool's coming too.
Mm-hmm.
Double A, did you see Captain Marvel yet?
No, I have not.
Come on, man.
The next movie I'm going to be seeing
is Us this Friday.
It's gonna be next Thursday, and I'm gonna go see Dumbo.
Oh, what? What in the hell?
Yeah, gonna go see Dumbo.
I'm
gonna
see Dumbo
too. Oh my god!
Actually, I saw an extended preview, at Hollywood Studios, over the weekend. A 7-minute preview, and it looks very interesting.
Are you going because you wanted to go, or because the wife wants to go?
She wants to go. She wants to see it, but it looks very interesting. It's very good.
Now, if you say the Lion King.
I'm going to the Lion King too. I'm going to see a Lion King.
Everybody going to see the Lion King.
I'm
going to
see Aladdin when it comes out.
Oh yeah,
because I got to see what I got to see Will Smith make an ass out of himself.
Look at all the movies Disney's going to be racking in the money with this year. They're going to break records. Dumbo makes a lot, huh?
They got Dumbo, Aladdin.
Lion King.
The Lion King and Toy Story now.
Now, you're not even close. They still got, well, Captain Marvel's out. That's making a lot of money. You still got Endgame and the last Star Wars movie.
And Spider-Man.
All Disney.
And Spider-Man
Homecoming. Far From Home, yes.
No Spider-Man.
All Disney. Endgame is going to make $2 billion.
And they can't get it. There's no excuse for Disney workers not be making at least $20 an hour. I'm sorry.
Star Wars might probably do $2 billion. They're going to probably make close to $4 billion on two movies alone.
And that's why people like snap and shoot up places. Because they see big money, places like Disney making all this money, man. And they don't want to pay their workers. $15 an hour. Like, yo, it's ridiculous.
Oh, did y'all hear about, it was a site where a bunch of them people quit?
Yeah, they quit. Yeah.
Because they wanted to give them, like,
they cut their money.
The cut their wages in half and make them work for tips. Like, who's going to tip at a Sonic?
Well, I've tipped at a Sonic.
I'm saying, most people don't think about, oh, it's Sonic, I got a tip.
For a car hop? You know? But anyways.
Would you be shocked within the next 6 to 12 months if you hear breaking news? Disney worker goes on rampage at a theme park.
It could happen. It'll happen one day.
No, I'm just saying, would you be shocked?
Not really. I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet. but the other big story this is now trending. It's currently trending right now worldwide. Right now, the top two trends in the world are SmackDown and Kofi Kingston. But this is in the top 10 trending, and that is the list of performers for the 50th anniversary of Woodstock been released. 3 days of peace, love, and music. And Woodstock will take place August 16th, 17th, and 18th in Watkins Glen, New York. And after the, I don't know if you remember, Tony C., the debacle that was Woodstock 99 when everything was set on fire.
well, you know what? Woodstock was a mess, too. Just that.
The initial Woodstock, yes.
No, it was a mess. It's just that people didn't care. I mean, they was out there in the mud and dirt and all that.
No.
It wasn't like
the initial Woodstock. Yeah. The initial Woodstock was planned to only have like 100,000 people, and then it got out that this was going on, and people just broke into the concert, and there ended up being 500,000 people there, and that's why things got the way they got. But anyways, let's see if Surfer's gonna go to Woodstock, you know, and listen to any of these performers.
Why would I go to Woodstock?
I don't know. On Friday the 16th, you're gonna have the Killers. This would make you want to go to Woodstock. The Killers, Miley Cyrus, Santana, the Lumineers, the Raconteurs, okay. Robert Plant and the Sensational Space Shifters, Nathaniel Radcliffe and the Night Sweats, John Fogerty, Run the Jewels, The Head and the Heart, Maggie Rogers, Michael Franti and Spearhead, Bishop Briggs, Anderson East, Akon, Prince Nokia, John Sebastian, Melanie, Grandson, Fever 33, Dorothy, Flora Cash, Larkin Poe, Brian Cadd, Nanette Tayeb, and more. That's on Friday, Surfer. So you got to make your plans.
Yeah, no.
All right. What about day two? We've got Dead and Company, Chance the Rapper, The Black Keys, Sturgill Simpson, Greta Van Fleet, Portugal the Man, Leon Bridges, Gary Clark Jr., Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, David Crosby and Friends, which I guess we still want to see David Crosby, but okay. Dawes, Margot Price, Nako, and Medicine for the People, India RE, Jade Bird, Country Joe McDonald, which, you know, he was in the original Woodstock, Rival Sons, Emily King, Soccer Mommy, Sir, Taylor Bennett, Amy Helm, Courtney Hadwin, Pearl, John Robert, IMDDB, and more. And then, for those of you that are curious, day three. Jay-Z, Imagine Dragons, Halsey, Cage the Elephant, Brandi Carlile, Janelle Monáe, Young the Giant, Courtney Barnett, Common, Vince Staples, Judah the Lion, Earl Sweatshirt. These names are ridiculous, man. Boy Genius, Rain Wolf, The Zombies, Canned Heat, Hot Tuna, Pussy Riot, Cherry Glazer, Laven Callion, the Marcus King Band, Victory, Hollis Brown, John Craigie, Amigo the Devil, Liz Brasher, and more. I don't know, man. Would you want to go to 3 days of this?
No, I'm going to the Fyre Festival.
I mean, now that you have... That's another, like a Woodstock type thing. They're all knockoffs of Woodstock.
If I wanted to go to a concert like that, they have the Made in America concert here every year.
There's Coachella, there's all these things, you know.
Burning Man.
There's one in Tennessee that I don't remember what the name is. So, yeah.
They have a two-day concert here in the Parkway September.
Is it free?
No, it's not free. That's what makes people mad, because they block off the Parkway and charge people arm and a leg to go see shows for 2 days.
Yeah, well, don't act like I'm wrong for asking, is it free now?
No, it's not free.
You know, we're going to have, I believe the Ultra Music Festival is this weekend here. So, whatever.
Don't forget they
all have Jazz in the Garden down there.
They have the iHeart Music Festival.
Yeah, but that's all over the country. That's just not in just one area. Let's see here. And I think that's it.
What about Fox won all the big names on SmackDown in October?
I don't know. We'll see what those big names are. By the way, there was one other thing that we didn't talk about, and that was hold on. Yeah, this was I texted to Tony C. on, I think it was last Thursday, and it damn near took him out of his chair. Hold on. And that was when I was watching Supermarket Sweep. Oh, we were talking about the black guy's name, Willie. That's right. That was another thing that we were talking about. Surfer, how many black guys do you know that are named Willie?
None.
That's a lie.
Wow.
You got to know at least one Willie.
No, I knew a Willis, but not a Willie.
Listen, Willis. From,
you're talking about Willie.
Willis from Different Strokes doesn't count.
And you get mad if you called him Willie.
You did not know Todd Bridges.
Oh my God. That's what he's trying to say, sound like to me.
That he knows Todd Bridges. Oh, man. Anyways, all right, let's talk some wrestling, shall we? Lots to talk about. We talked about already Kofi Kingston. And, hold on. Bailey earlier tonight competed on her first match ever on SmackDown tonight.
Against who? I didn't see it yet.
It was Sasha and Bailey against the Iconics in a non-title match.
Iconics.
Let's see here. Let's see what else we got here. I don't know about this one. This is a report now, okay? There is a rumor going around that WrestleMania could have as many as 17 matches.
Well, for the amount of hours they put in WrestleMania, 17 matches sound okay to me.
That's a bit much. I'd rather longer matches than you know. That's
a bunch of man.
I just hope they don't get caught up with a lot of filler.
Well, you know, if they got Elias doing a concert person,
what's he going to get interrupted?
Because WrestleMania's going to go 5. We're going to do 7 hours divided by 17. 7 divided by 17, which actually it should be the other round. 17 divided by 7. You're looking at 2.5 matches an hour. If it goes that route. But the pre-show is not going to have more than 3 matches. The pre-show is 2 hours long.
Would the Masters close the show probably coming on at what, 11? Well,
The pre-show will have the cruiserweight. Going to have the
battle royal. We don't know that yet.
This is the way it's been in the past.
Yeah, but we don't know that yet.
And then an unannounced match.
I think, but okay, 3 matches. That leaves 14 on a 5-hour show divided by 5. That's still almost 3 matches an hour. I don't know. I'd rather some long matches than a whole bunch of just nonsense.
A bunch of matches. Batista and Triple H going to close the show.
No, Ronda Rousey.
I'm being facetious. So. They need to have a universal title match as a curtain jerker. That'll really throw everybody off. Could you imagine the crowd and Tony Chimmel, JoJo? The Fallen contest is scheduled for one fall. It's for the Universal Championship.
Is Dean going to have a
at 8 o'clock match? I mean, 7 o'clock. Is who? Dean?
Is Dean going to have a match at WrestleMania? Probably.
Yeah. I mean, he came out yesterday.
Probably will have a match. EC3 supposedly is in the doghouse.
What do you do now?
Nothing.
Just being Ethan Carter III.
AJ Styles has resigned with the WWE. Anderson and Gallows has turned down a multi-million-dollar deal to stay with the WWE and have been removed from all house shows. The 2019 recipient of the Warrior Award is Sue Etchison, a longtime WWE employee who is also the one who's behind all the community outreach for the company. Let's see here. That's about it, really. I mean, news-wise, it's been pretty quiet. Thank God. You know?
Welcome to NXT POV, where we celebrate all things black and gold.
Apparently,
you NXT. Forgot about Kane and Cole going into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that, well, we talked about that last week about Harlem Heat.
Oh, that was last week.
Yeah, we talked.
No.
About, oh, you said Kane and Cole, but
yeah, that was Kane
Michael
and
Cole? Cole.
No, Kane and Cole with a K. Well, no, I think it's C with a Cole with a Cole with a C as well.
C-O-L-E. And if you don't believe me, Harlem Heat names were Kane and Cole. Go back and watch Halloween. No, War Games 93.
Yeah. All right, let me go back here. Let me see if we can get get some audio here.
I know.
Harlem Heat.
Here we go.
Simone and Jesse the Body Ventura. We are getting ready to see two big and bad men in WCW newcomers, Harlem Heat.
And those 8 two happy campers, Tony. Take a look at them.
You're exactly right, Jesse the Body Ventura. Now let's talk about what we have just seen before this match gets underway. The confrontation between Ric Flair and Harley Race. And now this Wednesday, Nationwide TV, Wednesday, August 18th, Ric Flair and Sting will be together as a team against the Colossal Kongs.
Well, that's going to be an interesting...
I know, they didn't introduce here. Hold on. Let me see. Heat, 1993. Here we go. Let's do this one. Maybe this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following main event contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, at a combined weight of 271 pounds, from Dallas, Texas, Mark Starr. His tag team partner from Minneapolis, the Z-Man.
This is the main event.
And their opponents from 110th Street in Harlem, New York, Kane and Cole Harlem Heat.
Harlem Heat making their way to the ring. You saw what happened just last.
There you go. Harlem Heat on WCW main event.
Now, is Big T going in with him?
I doubt it.
Why not? He is a part of Harlem Heat. Or is Midnight going to be there?
No.
Oh, my God. Jay Biggs? Because he's part of Harlem Heat, too.
Miss Jackie should be, and so should Sherry.
Yep. And Colonel Parker, too.
Oh.
Bought her that gift at Halloween 96. Going down to the wind chapel.
That's still one of those great moments in wrestling history. Oh, man.
We are at a little white chapel in downtown Las Vegas. 24-hour drive-up wedding window. Joan Collins and Michael Jordan were married here, but not necessarily to each other. I've been inside, and here's where it's all going to be taking place tonight. As Colonel Robert Parker and Sister Sherry exchange their wedding vows. I can hardly wait. You know, this is kind of like a funeral parlor in reverse. Got all kinds of little parties taking place in here. As people kind of view, well, that's another story I'll get to. I wonder if Lisa Marie and Michael Jackson, maybe not. Didn't work out anyway. What about Elizabeth Taylor? I think she hit the drive-up window. We're still awaiting the bride and the groom. I just heard a jalopy or a van or something just pull in here. What kind of a commotion was that? Oh, thank goodness. It's Bunkhouse Buck and Dick Slater. That means Parker has got to be here, gentlemen.
We done drove thousands of miles. My back's a killing me. Where's the colonel? I don't care if we have his wedding or not.
You're asking me where the colonel is. Dick Slater, have you seen the colonel at all today?
I'll tell you what, the last time I saw him, I took out $1,500 and $1 bill and gave it to him. And the last thing I see him, he was at a table.
A crap?
Table.
Crap table. Okay, very good, gentlemen. Well, I hope he shows up because we got a big evening here. A big wedding. I know you're looking forward to it.
Who's
I thank
that
you.
Witch at?
Oh, you mean Sister Sherry?
Yeah.
She's a no-show so far. Thank you, gentlemen. Oh, wait a minute. Finally, Colonel Robert Parker has shown up. Guy could be late for his own wedding. I can't believe it. Colonel,
I'll have you $20.
Colonel, what's the problem here?
Oh, geez. Easy. I've gone and done it this time. I'm late for my own wedding. I need to buy
$50. $50?
Yes, sir. I need $50.
Hey, watch your language. Cabby is hot. Is he steam?
I'll get it to you.
How about this? The guy must be tapped out. He needs $50 for me. Colonel Parker, get on in here. There's got to be some kind of an explanation. What in the world is going on, Colonel?
I've really gone and done it this time. You know what I've done? I've come down here in Las Vegas and let them take all my money away from me. I guarantee you, if I'd have come to this town, just don't worry about him. But if I'd have come to this town and bet my farm, I wouldn't have a place to take Twinkle Eyes home to.
The guy's giving you the single. You must be number one with him. He's got a number.
Don't you worry about him.
Hey, somebody got a telephone on him?
Yes,
is there a phone here? That's your phone.
Yes, it is. Oh, I'm so nervous anyway.
Hey, knock it off with the horn.
Hello, buddy.
Knock off.
Fried pie.
Who is it? That
yes,
Sherry?
Honey. Don't worry about it. Yes.
Where
I'm
is
here
she?
Right now.
Where is she?
Yes,
girl?
I am. I'm here right now. Yes. I'm going to do it. Yes,
where
I'm going to do
she?
It. I don't want you to worry about that. Listen, right now is not the time to be going over that. Don't worry, I'll get back with you now.
That does not sound good. I thank you very much, Colonel Parker. Apparently, there might be trouble in paradise. Knock it off with the horn. We are back.
Knock it off with the horn. Was that at a Clash or was that on a Nitro?
That was on a Clash.
Was that at the Clash in Vegas?
Yes, it was.
Okay. He said he needed to borrow $50.
$50? I just love Mean Gene's reaction, you know, to that. You know? Hold on, one more time.
My own wedding, I need to buy $50.
$50?
Yes.
Okay.
That's an isolated draw right there. Somebody call in. I need to buy $50.
$50?
Last time I saw the Colonel, I was taking out $1,500 in $1 bills. He was at a table. A crap table, right?
A table.
No, a table.
Oh, man.
Bunkhouse Booker T later that way. Booker T and Steve Ray was there too, right?
I think. Yeah, they were. Because
they was asking, where the hot wings?
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Here's Tony C. Here's another one for you.
Thank you very much. Oh, by the way, I couldn't help but notice those nice Armani suits and everything you've been getting lately. Looks very good stuff. What do you mean? We've got four.
Okay. Let me see. Let me play the hot
ones. Oh, man.
Let me see.
Paradise, knock it off with the horn. We are back outside, I should point out, at the Little White Chapel. Invited guests are showing up. Harlem Heat, gentlemen, what's this?
What's the hot wings? Ain't no neck bone.
What kind of wings? That's the best I can do with the resources available to me today.
Now, please, gentlemen, just a second. Hey, wait a minute. Here she is.
How
folks,
you doing,
the bride has finally arrived. Good golly, Miss Sherry. Sister Sherry, Colonel, come on in here. Yeah.
Listen,
Colonel, what's we got?
I got a little bit
outside.
Of bad
there's
news
a Harlem Heat
for you, honey. Whoa. Just a little bit of bad news, you know. Maybe a picture's better than a thousand words.
What
I'm gonna show
happened,
you
baby?
My last dollar right here.
Other than
you showing up here to marry me today, this has been the most unlucky day. I gamble and
you've been losing all day.
You gamble.
Well, I
you
dabble in the cards
me.
And the dice
you,
and
you didn't
bit.
Tell me that. I'm going in here and get dressed.
No, you can't go in there.
I don't want to get in the middle
dressed.
Of a domestic argument, but Colonel's got to explain this. I think that's the expression he used down south. He's got to explain it to her. But apparently this wedding is going to be taking place at the drive-through window, and I don't think Sister Sherry's going to buy it.
Joan Collins, Elvis Presley.
They're still arguing.
You promised me a spectacular wedding.
Colonel, you better lay it out to her. Oh, not me.
I'm going to get a headache. And Dick and Buck's trailer.
Let him
go.
Can't dress in here.
Dick and Buck.
This is right, my wedding day. I gotta get married.
My whole world's falling in on me, too.
Store.
Listen,
we are back at the White Chapel, downtown Las Vegas. Apparently, Sister Sherry has found a place to get dressed. A little cramped quarters there.
Right.
I don't think that's the first time she's been in the back seat of a car, Colonel.
Oh.
Oh man!
Double A, you got to play that beginning one more time for me.
What?
When Harlem Heat walked up there.
All right, Harlem.
We are back outside. I should point out at the Little White Chapel. Invited guests are showing up. Harlem Heat, gentlemen, what's this?
What's the hot wings? Ain't no neck bone.
The resources available to me today.
That's funny because, yo, I got relatives that are welcome to a party and say the same thing.
Neck bone.
With a neck bone.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
You know, it's just too much. It's always been just too many wrestlers on the play the stereotypes. Talking about Yardbird and neck bone.
Oh, God, I wish I had that isolate that part right there, yo. And walk anytime somebody throw a party, I walk up and play that.
Chapel, invited guests are showing up. Harlem Heat, gentlemen, what's this?
What's the hot wings? Ain't no neck bone. Let's go.
The resources available to me today.
Well, please. Oh, God, yo.
Your Hall of Fame.
Oh, they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame for that doggone. The way they came up to that win. Oh, God.
To me, the Hall of Fame, listen, if I had to step all night, if they got up there and told Hulk Hogan it was coming for him, I'd be done.
Listen. When they go into the Hall of Fame, if they have like a WWE Hall of Fame banquet, that's what they should walk in and say right now. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, man.
Put on a plaque. Oh. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
That's what Booker T said.
Oh, God.
Oh, Double E done made my night with that.
Could you imagine they finally put up a building and then they have most famous quotes for every wrestler and that's under Booker T's name in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, God.
I love Gene Okerlund, man. I love it. Anything involved.
He instigated people.
Oh, yeah. Here's another. If you haven't seen the WWE Network special with Mean Gene, he's got a couple of gems. Listen to this. Hold on.
Get it here!
Can I tell you something as a friend?
Yeah.
Come on in if you would, please. You're the you really are. You're the worst I heard. Guys in the back room like to play games out here. I'm getting dizzy. That's real good. You guys can go yourself because we're out of time here, pal.
Okay. Anyways, man, we got a. Let me see what else is in that promo. Hold on.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hold on. Let me fast forward a little bit here.
We are back at the White Chapel, downtown Las Vegas. Apparently, Sister Sherry has found a place to get dressed. A little cramped quarters.
Right.
I don't think that's the first time she's been in the back seat of a car, Colonel.
What a statement to be making. Listen here, Gene. Listen, you know I'm happy, man. You know you give me that $30, you're sure to get it back.
You're not going
to
get the $30 from me.
I need the bucks.
Come on, work somebody else out with that. I'll tell you what,
you look beautiful in there.
Here.
Listen, is that your purse over there? In the you wouldn't mind reaching in there and letting me have $30 out
Sherry,
there, would you?
Sherry. I've known you for a long time. I would be honored to walk you down the aisle. Well, in this case, now the driveway.
So
what about it?
You gonna walk me? You gonna give me away?
Yes, could I?
Look at that smile on her face.
Isn't that something?
That's wonderful.
I do declare, ladies and gentlemen. Well, get ready. Cinch them up. Because when we come back, the wedding we've all been waiting for between Colonel Parker and Sister Sherry here at the Clash of the Champions on TBS. Don't go away. This is the one the entire world has been waiting for. I say it is the biggest wedding in television history, and indeed it is. Sister Sherry, well, things have kind of fallen apart here a little bit, so to speak. I had expected the wedding inside the Little White Chapel here in Las Vegas. However, because of financial reasons, Colonel Parker, we're going to be going through the drive-thru. Sherry, you look radiant, my dear, and it is my pleasure to walk you down the aisle. Well, down the driveway. Sherry, I know you came into this with a little trepidation because I overheard the conversation earlier today between you and Colonel Robert Parker.
Wait a minute. I haven't talked to Rob since yesterday.
No. But I mean, he got the call on his cellular phone earlier today. So apparently you had a conversation. I could understand being very nervous on your wedding day or night.
I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't talked to Rob since yesterday.
Probably not that big of a thing.
Hey, I told you I was gonna dance at your wedding.
Hey, the Disco Inferno, the Harlem Heat. I mean, we have got a cast of thousands here, literally tonight, for the nuptials between yourself and your intended. Here he is with just a big smile. I got lost there for words, Colonel Robert Parker. And Charlotte, my dear, you look lovely. Obviously, this is not the first time for you. Maybe you can give us a little idea of what's going on here, Colonel.
Listen, I'm too nervous to talk right now. Let my bride come. What are you doing? Back off there. You're crowding us a little. Come in here, darling.
Oh. Look at there. There's a tear in Buck's eye. Buck's eye.
Go ahead. Start the ceremony here. I've waited and waited and waited. Why don't you back off? Give us a little room. You're crowding us there.
All right, both of you are either shivering or you're very, very nervous.
I'm so nervous. My shoes are about to come off.
All right. Charlotte, I know this isn't the first time, but perhaps you can give us a little idea what's going to be taking place here. This is the wedding, gentlemen and ladies. Here we go.
We're gathered here at the Little White Chapel drive-up window in Las Vegas, Nevada, to join together in marriage Colonel Robert Andy Parker and Sister Sherry Martell. Be there anyone here that objects to this marriage, let them now speak or forever hold their peace.
Okay, well, I don't think anybody is going to object to this. Matter of fact, this is a marriage made in heaven as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, it is. Go ahead, honey.
Colonel Robert Andy Parker, will you take Sister Sherry Martell for your wife?
Also, that's what I'm here for.
Hey, what is this? Get out of here.
My goodness, it's Medusa. She came right out of Colonel Parker's trailer.
All right, well, that's the end of that. Too funny. Let me see, is there any other audio here?
She wasn't on the phone with Colonel Parker. And possibly get a phone call. Could it be from Medusa?
Come on.
This is startling. And only thing I can think of, that it wasn't Sherry he talked to on the phone, but could Medusa be his little fried pie?
Well, it's the toughest fried pie you ever set your eyes on.
Well, this is all broken down. This is horrible. And it was her day.
Okay, well, there we go. Oh, man. Too funny, huh?
Too funny. You made my night now. I'm dead. Harlem Heat need to play that as the intro into the Hall of Fame. Right there.
Where the neck bones.
That's the Hall of Fame. Right? Where the hot wings at?
Oh, man.
I empathize with that part right there. That's so mean.
So why?
That's the first thing I wore in the one.
You, when you walk into a room, that's where what you say?
Exactly. If I'm going to a function with food, I'm having one to know. Neck bone.
One more time.
Hey, ain't no neck bone.
What kind of witness? That's the best I can do with the resources available.
Oh my God, y'all heard it all tonight. First Union came was under the weather, and now I leave the neck bone. Oh, man. I could just wonder what I'm hearing next. Sir, for next week is Tony C Appreciation Night, sir. Celebrating 36 years
of accomplishments.
Blessed tones on the earth. 36 years of accomplishment. We're going to go down there.
Congratulations.
Oh, dude, this is my life.
Oh, that's funny.
You're a week early, yo. Somebody gonna walk in next week and say that. They gonna call in next week. Oh, God. What a hot week that. What a neck. This is all I can afford. Sound like the Black Achiever Award. Oh, God. From Florida Evans Catering. Because you know Florida keeps his neck, man. Oh, God. Double A, would you have dated back in the day a young lady, back in your heyday, a young lady that was built like Florida? Would you have given her the time of day?
Y'all go through this once a month.
Oh, I don't know.
What the hell was that? Was that Surfer hawking up something again?
Yeah.
Sounds like that damn. Captain Marvel. Surfer, you ain't coughing the Tesseract over there, are you?
Yeah.
Damn. What is called when cats be coughing up them hairballs?
Hairballs? By the way, there's a new funny video. There's a new America. Not a new America's Funniest Home Video. It goes by a different name now, but it's called Videos After Dark, and it's hosted by Bob Saget, and it's on ABC. And it's pretty damn funny. I'm sure it was on tonight. It's on Tuesday nights. And
this is on Hulu, right?
It was on Hulu. The premiere episode was on Hulu. But yeah, it was funny as hell. It was funny as hell. I enjoyed it a lot.
Double A, what does Hulu stand for, by chance? I know
I have no clue. You've got me there.
I'm going to say this. Hulu, Netflix, you need to step your game.
Yeah, Netflix. I got to take umbrage with Netflix. They canceled one of the shows I watched.
It's like nailing it in.
One day at a time. They canceled One Day at a Time.
Yeah. And this is the last season, final season of Fuller House.
Yeah. I understand Fuller House. But One Day at a Time was a great show.
Especially after the scandal.
Yeah, now there's no Lori Loughlin.
Well, Aunt Becky, you know.
I wonder how they're going to write her off the show.
She's paying money to school. She'll
just go upstairs. She'll just go upstairs and that'd be it.
She was fired from home.
No, we already did that.
But,
hey, man. People going to learn and you getting caught up in the illegalities.
That was such a stupid thing to be arrested for.
Arrested for, yeah.
True.
It's called greed, man.
And see, there are other ways to bribe your kids in the school than the way they did it.
Unbelievable.
Privilege. I'm just pay my way in, huh? Oh, yeah.
It don't matter about paying your way in. They got to admit you, and that's the problem.
And when you deal with people like that, they go to jail. But they're going to snitch. The people going to snitch. Nobody wants to go to prison for a long time. So if I'm a low fish on the totem pole, you dog, you going to jail. Sorry. Yeah, Uncle Jesse gonna have to bail you out. Nikki and Alex, you gonna have to see your mom and I can imagine Danny telling that story. Becky's in jail. Then that sad music.
All right.
That sad drop.
Let me see. I can play some of that music. I think I got some of it. Let me see. Where is it? Hold on here. Of course, it doesn't want to load. But yeah, you play. We can play that silly music, or that sad music, I should say. There we go.
That's how.
Okay, I do like her, and it scares me. Ever since Pam, everything is just so hard, so confusing.
I know how tough this has been on you. But that's how life is. It's a struggle. But what helps you get through the tough times are the people by your side.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. There's your sad music, Tony C. Are you there, Tony C? Hello? Surfer.
I'm here.
I don't know where Tony C went. He must have muted himself. Anyways, let's see here. I'm in the process of converting.
I'm trying to figure out why I got a telemarketing call from Hollywood, Florida.
I get them all the time. That's my old stomping grounds, Hollywood, Florida. Oh, man. Anyways, and I think that's it news-wise. I think we covered all the major stories. Let me see here. Yeah, I think that's it. As soon as we get Tony C back, we'll wrap it up. I am finalizing the WrestleMania schedule, folks. It has been a little hectic this week, but I will have an answer for you on what we're going to be airing and this and that. Probably before the end of this week, we'll have the lineup all finalized for WrestleMania. And we're going to have some interesting stuff coming. So it's just hang out and wait. And yeah, this is ridiculous. A bag of kittens found along the expressway here. Unbelievable. All right. And here's a... while we wait for Tony C... Oh, no. Tony C hung up. Let me see. Let's try to bring him back. He must be having some problems here. Tony C. Is TC... Okay. Tony C, call back in. What happened? All right. Here's a little line from Full House.
It's like when I see Alf, I go nuts.
Hold on. Here we go. Let me roll.
I put a band together, me. I put the band together, she's a big star. I put my band together, we're playing dives. I promised myself, by the time I was 24, I'm going to have a record deal. I'm 24 and a half. When's it going to be my turn?
Hey, I know how that feels. It's like when I see Alf, I go nuts. I'm doing my stand-up in little nightclubs, and our carpet sample has a series.
All right, there we go. Well, I guess that's it. Since we lost Tony C, let me go back here. Yeah, we lost Tony C, unfortunately. All right,
Coming up on Friday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live at 9 p.m. That's Phil and Choppy. They'll be bringing you another throwback and giving you an update on everything going on in the world of pro wrestling. And, of course, I'm sure they're going to talk about what happened at the Ring of Honor event last Friday. The Sports Report live at 11 o'clock following Monday Night Raw next Monday night. The Shining Wizards next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. live, followed by this program, The Rant, live at 9. Sarfer, do you have any final thoughts, anything that's crossing your mind?
No, not really. I mean, glad to have made it through another week.
Me too, me too. Well, I think with that, we are going to close out here. Let me see. Let me think of a... All right, with that said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Tuesday night with another edition of The Rant. If you're listening to us live, coming up next is a replay of the Shining Wizards from earlier tonight. For everybody in the chat room, everybody listening live, for Tony C, Surfer, I'm Double A. We'll see you next Tuesday night for another edition of The Rant. Have a good night, everybody.